Fake news. Sadly, we've become all too familiar with this term, deployed on a daily basis, no matter our personal isolation from each other. Fake news does, at times, refer to just that, news items or details that are misleading or exaggerated or just plain untrue, a needed media correction. Fake news, though, is wider spread than even that. Shouted out at any time, news is disagreeable or unfavorable, it seems, shaming or provoking. Everything and anything becomes fake news then, as long as it's spoken by the party I agree with. How do we cut through this? How do we find the truth? How do we find today's gospel? You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. The chief priests and elders present their fake news spin this morning, getting ahead of any talk about resurrection by getting the soldiers' story straight. I suppose the disciples could argue on the merit of the facts, persuade by their preaching, as we see Peter in the first reading today and so many other times in the Acts of the Apostles. But what really takes the air out of fake news? True living. I will convince you of the resurrection by the way I live my life, by the way God's grace is welcomed, by the way I struggle and forgive, help those who can't help me, see something of God in the next person. With such a bold claim and such a big season, Christians need to understand why we might be doubted some, why fake news can be claimed of us this Easter time. The soldiers and chief priests might have had their story straight, but it still wasn't enough, was it? For the grace to live the truth, disproving any fake news accusations of us, we make our prayer this morning.